Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one place to another and try to get to the point. Today's episode is it's a show within a show. I was just thinking about this, and this one's called Gamer Gripes. I have had some interesting conversations online recently, and it just kind of got my mind going about spoilers, and I kind of wanted to talk about it a little bit and, you know, work through kind of an idea that I had about spoilers and maybe why people are so touchy about them, and, comma, why I am not very touchy about them. And it all kind of stems from a general idea I have about what spoilers are and kind of the, I don't know, like the sentiment that people have about them. So I think maybe the best way to kind of start this gamer gripe of mine is the spoiler. Like, what is it? What does it mean? And I think when people talk about spoilers, they talk about a reveal in something. So, like, typically the plot or a specific reveal of, like, a cameo character or something, or an event that happens in a video game or a movie, is put in the marketing materials. I think the one that, I don't actually know if this was spoiled in the marketing, I don't think it was, but, you know, just for an example, let's say the trailer to The Sixth Sense comes out, and in it they reveal that not only does the child see dead people, but for some reason, Bruce Willis is dead. You know, big spoiler of the movie. There it is. They put it right in the marketing. What the hell? How could you do this, Marvel Entertainment? I mean, whoever made this trailer. And to some extent, I kind of get it. Like, when your media hinges on a reveal, something like that, where it is like the core premise of the media, I can kind of see getting kind of upset and disappointed about it. I think that people just in general take it too far. I think as a person who knows the twist in Sixth Sense, and I have now ruined it for everyone listening to this, hello, that movie is still worth seeing. And this kind of gets to what my general thoughts on spoilers are and why I kind of want to have this conversation. And it's kind of related to what we were talking about with the combat in South of Midnight, right? Like, my general thought about the combat in South of Midnight is that it is bad because it is not thematic. It is not serving the story's purpose to kind of do something or explain something about the greater narrative. And I think the thing that really bothers me about spoiler discourse is that it's a lot of people who are being upset about a fact and are not following the narrative. And I think a lot of this is probably coming from a background of a person who, you know, I spent a lot of time reading English lit and analyzing that lit for what it is, and then, you know, making points and kind of making arguments based on the text that I've read and the way that I've kind of understood it and the sources around it. So knowing how a thing ends is not, like, that is not the end-all be-all of reading something. To me, at least, the ending is just another piece in the puzzle. It's, you know, it's the really cliche thing about, you know, journey. The journey is not the destination. It's the trip and the friends you made along the way. You know, like, it's kind of that. Like, finishing a book or finishing a book series, like, the reading of the book is not worthless until you reach the ending, at which point it all makes sense and is worth it. No, like, you pick up a book, you read it, and you will set down a book that you don't like, because no matter how good the ending could be, it will not redeem the book as far as you've read it thus far, right? And I think it's kind of the same with spoilers, that a lot of people are taking a spoiler or a reveal, in this instance, the one that I'm thinking of is someone being a little touchy about the opening event, I guess, of Clair Obscur. A thing that I guess if you had not seen any media about that except for that gif of the menu design, you would not know, but having been a person on the internet who is interested in that game, the devs behind Clair Obscur were not obscure, let's say, about the inciting incident of that game, the world design of that game, and all of the stuff that is happening as it relates to, like, Expedition 33, and perhaps why it is 33 and not Expedition 1 or Expedition 99. And someone was kind of just like, I don't know, getting a little in their feelings about the fact that, you know, it's really disappointing to them to find out that this grand reveal that happens in the first couple hours was known already by the people playing the game. And I think the thing that bothers me the most about that is that it's hard to be a person on the internet and not know stuff about things. That I think that's just kind of the disease of being online, is that you're going to catch a stray spoiler. You're going to, you know, see stuff when you're cruising through a games showcase. Like, in order to know about things, you have to be aware of stuff on that's coming out. Like, there's no way someone is going to not know what Clair Obscur is and then just buy that game and be like, oh wow, this is one of the best games of the year, if not the very long time. And so I think the thing that bothers me about it is it's missing this sentiment that the game has been spoiled, or this emotional beat has been spoiled because you knew about it ahead of time, I think is fundamentally flawed. And kind of the way that I want to peel this apart is kind of like the Sixth Sense thing. I guess, hey, if you are not aware of what the inciting incident of Clair Obscur Expedition 33 is, just sign off at this point. I'm going to talk about it because I think it's interesting. As a person who's not experienced that game yet, I only know based on what I have seen in materials. So also my conception of what happens in that game could be wrong. But I just kind of want to talk about it openly, and kind of this dancing around it part is not going to help serve the point. So I just kind of want to talk about it a little bit. Okay, cool. There's your spoiler warning for what happens, what I think happens in the first 2 hours of Expedition 33. Okay. So the concept of Expedition 33 is somewhere across the sea is the Paintress. And every year she paints a number descending from 100 on a giant board that can be seen across the sea. And when she finishes painting that number, everyone who is that age gets Thanos snapped, turned into dust, and is gone. That's the premise of the world design that I feel like they were incredibly forthcoming with about what's going on there. The game is called Expedition 33, and I suspect that game opens with a giant 34 on a sign. And you basically, I think, have a tender moment as your main character, Gustav. You are hanging out with your wife, loved one, who knows, whose name is Sophie. And guess what? It's a beautiful, beautiful town and a flower festival. It's glorious and wonderful. And then this event happens, which is called the Gumage, I think. And it is when the Paintress paints a new number. And 34 turns to 33, and your wife disappears. Now that you know that, I have spoiled a big part of Expedition 33. Like, that is the beginning of that game, and now I have ruined an incredibly potent moment that is emotional and, I guess, surprising, and now I've taken that from you. But here's the thing, I haven't, And this is how I feel about spoilers in general, and why all of this, like, full media blackout and, like, spoiler stuff is just really annoying to me. And it stems from the very simple thing that a spoiler, an event, or a character reveal, it means nothing without context. You can know that Sophie dies in the first 2 hours. You can know all of the pieces that I just explained to you, just like I do, going into there. And when that event happens, you may not be surprised anymore. It may not be a surprise that she dies. But I think that doesn't rob you of the sentimentality of that moment happening. It is still an emotional, powerful thing that is going to happen in that game. And now what you can do, instead of, you know, being surprised when that happens and having to process it after the fact, you get to be like me and experience the mounting dread of this thing is going to happen, and everything that is happening right now, the text that is written, the dialogue that is happening, the momentary interactions you have with characters that are assuming the player doesn't know what's going to happen, but are written by people who do know what's going to happen, that is imbued with more power now, because you know something the game doesn't think you know. And now you can experience all of that and take it all in and search it for secondary meanings and actually analyze the text as it is happening, and those moments become profound. Because ultimately, the way I feel about this, and I think this kind of plays out with how I've experienced stuff, is that it doesn't, knowing that it is going to happen does not matter. It is simply knowing how it works out. And this is kind of the experience that we have with horror movies almost entirely, right? Like, you watch, or maybe even superhero movies are better. The Marvel Cinematic Universe is one of, if not the most profitable properties in the world. Like, it is selling gangbusters, and even some, like, incredible, like, middling reviews of some of these movies, like, people still show up and they still watch the movies. We know that Captain America is going to win in the end, right? Like, we know when we go to a rom-com that there's going to be the cute first third, they had a disagreement or somehow didn't communicate something, and that has created a wedge that is unrealistically large. And then in the third act, they'll all get back together, right? Like, we know this. This is the structure of how these things are made. That's why there are formulas. That's why they have genre names. And we can kind of have fun when filmmakers or game makers end up, you know, subverting what we expect from the genre. But, like, ultimately, you go to every single one of these movies in the theater, and you know what's going to happen. So why did you go? Because you want to see them do something interesting. Like, it's the story that is interesting to you, not that Captain America wins, not that Thanos is defeated. You want to see what happens leading up to that. Like, what is the tension? What is the conflict? What is the action that is happening in order to spur these characters to do a thing? And I think that that is what we lose when we kind of become so spoiler averse, and we kind of have to, like, shy away from talking about things openly like that in this, like, I don't know, artificial feel that, you know, there's some sanctity to not having a spoiler. And I just find it very frustrating that there are some things that I absolutely love and enjoy and want to talk about openly, but in order to do that, you have to, like, basically give trigger warning for story details. And that's just, I don't know. I don't think that that makes for an open, exciting discourse. Like, the idea that there's some sort of statute of limitations on when you can talk about something is incredibly annoying to me. Like, you shouldn't have to say, hey, spoilers for The Great Gatsby. Like, we can all kind of consume a text, understand a text, and either from its, like, cultural ramifications or in experiencing it, understand that, you know, the spoiler is not something that is ruining something for you. It is simply giving you information that you would have gleaned in experiencing the text, and maybe you would prefer it that way, but it is not ruining the text. It's just kind of giving you more information about it. Just like how a book cover in the proper context can sometimes be a spoiler. I don't know. This is my gamer gripe of the day, but I just kind of had to put this out there because I think having a more open and charitable discussion about spoilers and like why we need to maybe like backpedal from the getting up in arms about it is kind of important. But yeah, that's my gamer gripe about spoilers. I'm very annoyed about them. And, you know, I get to be in that privileged position because I don't care about them very much. But I think reframing what a spoiler is maybe something we can all spend a little bit of time thinking about. But yeah, I'm now here. So it's time to say goodbye. Thanks for hanging out with me on this drive. And, you know, dealing with my gamer gripe. This has been Point to Point. I have been Phil. And, you know, check out the links in the show notes. If you have strong feelings about spoilers, I do want to know about them. So hit me up in the corner of the internet Discord with the link in the show note, or hit me up on Blue Sky, because I would be happy to hear your perspective on this, even if I think that, you know, people who care a lot about spoilers are a little bit crazy. Prove me wrong, please. Thanks so much, and we'll catch you tomorrow. See ya.